And in conclusion, as we talked about before, learning without execution is useless. I didn't write this book for my own amusement. Hey, this is hard work. Or even simply to just motivate you. Motivation without action leads to self-delusion. As I said in the introduction, the compound effect and the results it will manifest in your life are the real deal. Never again will you wish and hope that success will find you. The compound effect is a tool that, when combined with consistent, positive action, will make a real and lasting difference in your life. Let this book and the audio and its philosophy become your guide. Let the ideas and strategies sink in and produce genuine, tangible, and measurable outcomes for you. Whenever you realize small, seemingly innocuous, poor habits have crept back into your life, take out this book. Whenever you fall off the wagon of consistency, take out this book. Whenever you want to reignite your motivation and bolster your why power, take out this book. Every time you read this book or listen to this audio, it entices Big Mo to pay a visit to your life. Let me jump off the text here for just a moment as we go through the concluding information. I wrote a blog post last year that stated how we needed to learn less, but study more. The conundrum I think we find ourselves in, especially if you have found your way to this book, Read Success, or my blog, or personal development materials, is learning is not what we lack. In fact, it might be what's bottlenecking us. Beyond CDs, DVDs, and books, we also live in an age of e-zines, blogs, RSS feeds, personalized readers, Dig, Facebook, Twitter. We have a never-ending flow of ideas, tips, quotes, suggestions, and advice being continually pumped at us. We are swimming in a sea of infinite information. We paddle like crazy just to keep our nose above water, and it can be exhausting, right? We read an article and then we move on to the next. We listen to an audio and then seek out the next one. We finish a book and then start the next. Therein lies the problem. We are always reading a lot, seemingly learning a lot, but never really stopping long enough to digest, contemplate, act, review, and improve on anything we've just learned. As you know, knowledge is not power. It is the potential of power. What you do with knowledge is where the power lies. Never before have we had a society filled with so many knowledgeable failures. We do not lack for knowledge. It is everywhere, and most of it is entirely free. The problem is we expect to use all the ideas and get overwhelmed, thus becoming mentally paralyzed and are unable to act on anything. What we lack is real growth, improvement, and development. You can mistake reading and keeping up with the action as improvement. So learning is not the problem. The lack of study and implementation is. Please don't just read this book and put it down or listen to this audio and move on. Read it, listen to this, summarize the key ideas, and then write out how you're going to implement those ideas into your life. Now act, review, and improve. Act again, review, and improve until those ideas have affected results in your life. I suggest a study and growth plan under these time parameters. First is 21 days. Pick a new discipline, behavior, or habit you want to form, and then commit to it for a minimum of 21 days. 21 days is a short enough period of time to give you hope of completion and long enough to form a new habit. I also suggest that you only work on one or two new habits and disciplines at a time. That's a minimum of 17 new disciplines and habits that you can form over a period of an entire year. That will revolutionize your life. Think about it, 17 new disciplines and habits by next year. It has been said that we are one or two habits away from a major transformation. Imagine 17 of them. Second, 90 days. Pick a theme of growth to work on and then commit to it for 90 days. In Mastering the Rockefeller Habits, Vern Harnish talks about having a quarterly theme for your business. I think you should do that for your life as well. This could be a get fit theme or magical marriage or servant leader or dinner time dad, whatever significant improvement you'd like to make in your life, focus on it for a 90-day stretch. The next time chunk, 3 years. With focused and concerted study, I have found that it takes about 3 years to get good at anything you set out to improve. Our microwave instant results expectation falsifies what it really takes for true transformational growth and improvement. One of the most important skills and attitudes you can develop is patience. Give yourself a break. Don't expect to be an overnight sensation. There's no such thing. Stick with your growth plan. It will pay huge dividends in the end. And lastly, 5 to 7 years. This is the time that it takes to develop mastery. You can master most any skill, quality, or attribute if you study, practice, review, and improve over a 5 to 7 year period of time. You could become world class at most anything, but it takes focused study. All right, back to the book. Let me share with you what motivates me. My core value in life is significance. My desire is to make a positive difference in other people's lives. So to accomplish my goals, I need you to accomplish your goals. It's your testimony of life-changing results that I'm after. I want to receive your email or letter or have you stop me in the airport next year or 5 or 10 years from now to tell me about the incredible results you've realized because of the ideas you've gained from this book. Only then will I have accomplished my goals, my objectives, that I'm living up to my core values in life. Now, for you to get those results and me my testimonial, I know you have to take immediate action on your new insights and knowledge. Ideas uninvested are wasted. I don't want that to happen. It's now time to act on your new convictions. You now have the power, and I expect you to seize it. You are ready to make dramatic improvements, right? Of course, the obvious answer is yes. But you know by now that saying you're ready to make the necessary changes and actually making them isn't the same thing. To get different results, you're going to have to do things differently. No matter where you are or what year it is when you find this book, if I could, I'd ask you these simple questions. Look back on your life 5 years ago. Are you now where you thought you'd be 5 years later? Have you kicked the bad habits you vowed to kick? Are you in the shape you wanted to be? Do you have the cushy income, the enviable lifestyle, and the personal freedom you expected? Do you have the vibrant health, abundant loving relationships, and world-class skills you intended to have by this point in your life? If not, why? It's simple. Choices. It's time to make a new choice. Choose not to let the next 5 years be a continuum of the last. Choose to change your life once and for all. Let's make the next 5 years of your life fantastically different than the last five. My hope is that you've now removed your blinders. You know the truth about what it takes to earn success. You've got no more excuses. Like me, you too will refuse to be fooled by the latest gimmick or become distracted by quick fix enticements. You will stay focused on the simple but profound disciplines that will lead you in the direction of your desires. You know that success isn't easy or overnight. You understand that when you're committed to making moment-to-moment positive choices, despite the lack of visible or instant results, the compound effect will catapult you to new heights that will astound you, bewilder your friends, family, and your competition. When you hold true to your why power and stay consistent with your new behaviors and habits, momentum will carry you swiftly forward. And then, together with that momentum and consistent positive action, it will be impossible for the next 5 years to be more of the same. On the contrary, when you put the compound effect to work for you, you will experience a success I'm willing to bet you currently can't even imagine. It will be incredible. I have one more valuable success principle to pass along to you. Whatever I want in life, I've found the best way to get it is to focus my energy on giving it to others. If I want to boost my confidence, I look for ways to help someone else feel more confident. If I want to feel more hopeful, positive, and inspired, I try to infuse that in someone else's day. If I want more success for myself, the fastest way to get it is to go about helping someone else obtain it. The ripple effect of helping others and giving generously of your time and energy is that you become the biggest beneficiary of your personal philanthropy. As the first simple and small step I'd like you to take in improving the trajectory of your life, I ask you to try this philosophy in your own life. If you've found value in this book, if it's helped you in any way, consider giving a copy to 5 people whom you care about and want greater success for. The recipients could be relatives, friends, team members, vendors, your favorite local small business owner, or someone you just met that you'd like to make a marked difference in their life. I know this sounds like it benefits me. It does. Remember, I'm after success testimonials. My goal is to make a difference in millions of people's lives. But to do that, I need your help. But I promise you this, ultimately, it will be you who benefits the most. Your helping someone else find the ideas to gain greater success is the first step towards you exercising them in your own life. At the same time, you could make a marked difference in the life of someone else. This book could forever alter the course of someone else's life, and it could be you who gives it to them. Without you, they might not ever find it. So, write down the 5 people you will give a copy of this book or audiobook to. And thank you for joining me in helping make a difference in the lives of others, practicing the compound effect. I hope you've enjoyed this audiobook and that you'll commit to using the ideas you've heard here to dramatically improve your life. Also, be sure to access the free resources available on thecompoundeffect.com to plan your path and chart your progress. Remember, the compound effect isn't about taking huge strides or unimaginable leaps. It's about consistently completing the right actions time and time again. Do that, and I know you'll create the life of your dreams. And remember, when you achieve that success, send me your letter. Maybe soon we'll be sharing your success story.
You've been listening to the audio production of The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, Your Success by Darren Hardy. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without prior written consent of the publisher, Darren Hardy, LLC. To learn more about Darren Hardy and to access the free resources available with this program, visit thecompoundeffect.com/free.